Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Don DeMarinis, the Senior Vice President of Sales for technology provider Agilisys, about how his company is ramping up the analytics and products for the gaming industry. This week's episode is brought to you by QuestPack, the smart choice for the gaming industry's workforce requirements. In an era of rampant corporate misconduct, organizations need to leverage their most valuable asset, their people. QuestPack specializes in fostering that dialogue, delivering invaluable insight to organizations around the world on the most challenging governance, risk, and compliance initiatives. Whether it's internal misconduct reporting or workplace response or organizational culture development and leadership assessments, QuestPack delivers the invaluable insight that drives exceptional organizations. To learn more, visit QuestPack.com. When Ramesh Srinivasan was appointed CEO of Agilisys, the company's already close relationship to the casino industry was cemented even more. And when he brought on Don DeMarinis as Senior VP of Sales, he brought in an energetic and knowledgeable executive who could clearly communicate the Agilisys products and services to the gaming industry. DeMarinis explains how the hospitality solutions provided by Agilisys mesh with the casino's goal of creating customer loyalty and unforgettable experiences. He spoke with me at G2E in Las Vegas in October. Don DeMarinis, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. It's great to see you here. You're in from Atlanta for Agilisys, and it's an exciting time at G2E. What do you see on the show floor already today?
Well, it's interesting. I haven't got to see much of the floor. We've been pretty busy at the booth.
Right.
You know, our booth, as soon as you walk in, the main entrance is right there to the right. We've got a new booth. It's a, I think it's a 20 by 60.
Right.
So we got a lot of room. So we've got a lot of customers come in today. I haven't been to G2E in many years. But it's changed a lot, right?
Yeah.
And it's it seems like it's a pretty exciting show. So I'm hoping to get around and check out a little bit more of it in the next couple of days.
Great. So let's talk about some of the products that Agilisys has that have really become hot in the gaming industry. Just in the past few years, the company's really made a lot of inroads into the industry. And, of course, now with Ramesh as the CEO with the background as he has in gaming, you know, people are starting to really sit up and take notice on what you got to offer. So let's start with the property management systems. You know, they've become so inclusive today that operators really can't do anything with it without having them up and running. And then let's start with the LMS system and how that has evolved. We've been covering that for years, and it's really taken a couple of leaps forward.
This is kind of true across all of our, we would call them our well-established products that have been in the market for a number of years. You know, LMS certainly, from a gaming perspective, is kind of the de facto standard in large, complex gaming environments,
right?
Due to the platform's very robust, can handle the high traffic volumes that you have in resorts like you have at Venetian, Palazzo, so forth. But as technology's evolved, these products have become what I call foundational LMS.
Right.
In the POS side with our Infogenesis product, foundational.
Right.
And where a lot of the energy today is all the things you connect to it.
Right.
The integrations to third parties, mobility, what you're doing with the revenue management integration, big data, all of these things. So with the LMS product in particular, and again, across, I think, all of our well-established products, we're very committed to those long-term. You know, if you come into the company today and you take a peek at all the roadmaps, you're not going to see end of life on any of these things.
Sure.
We continue to invest in them. LMS in particular, we've refreshed the UI.
Right.
People that use it are familiar with what's called the green screen.
Right. Yep.
But now we have a new modern UI that our customers can use, and they can use a mix of those in the same environment.
Mm-hmm.
So we're modernizing the platform, modernizing the technology, ensuring that it remains relevant, according to today's standards. And then through a modern API strategy, you know, we're opening the products up, not just to connect to our own,
right?
We use the same APIs to connect to our own products as we offer up to partners and third parties. And that's what really extends the life and the value of these products long term.
So, you know, as somebody who bought an LMS system a few years ago, do you upgrade them on a regular basis?
Sure, absolutely. Our latest upgrade is what's provided the UI refresh. And a lot of it is really around the edges, kind of enabling new modern technologies to connect to that.
Right.
We've also taken LMS to the cloud, right? So everybody's trying to get to the cloud, get the infrastructure off property. So we enable that as well. So if you're an LMS customer, purchased that product X number of years ago, you love that product, it's very rock solid, feature rich, robust, the integrations of CMS are solid, which all is true, but you want to move to the cloud, which is where the strategy is today, you know, we've enabled that. You've got a new, younger set of people coming into the hotel to work, and they want to use a different, more modern UI. We've enabled that. Mm-hmm. And then again, the API layer is what really opens it up to where a lot of the energy is today.
Right, right, great. So I'm not really good with numbers, but I like to see things the way you present them. And the visual one PMS really, really has impressed me in terms of how it jumps out off the screen. And it's kind of intuitive that you can kind of understand what's going on. How did you develop that?
Well, I'm probably not the right person to answer the question specifically, but I'll tell you that the Visual One story is very much the same as the LMS story.
Mm-hmm.
Visual One, if you think of LMS as a gaming product, if you will, large complex resort, you know, Visual One is kind of is our robust resorts product, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the legacy of that.
Okay.
And so we're doing the same thing with Visual One. You know, as we upgrade that product, you're going to see a new modern UI come to bear. We've brought a lot of gaming functionality into Visual One.
Right.
So you'll see the V1 product in a lot of tribal gaming, where they don't need to support 1,500, 2,000, 3,000 rooms.
Right.
So they've got high levels of functionality there. And then the integration points to spa and golf and some other things that those kind of resorts demand.
Okay.
So similar story between the two.
Okay. And, of course, your entire suite of our guest products, I think, is really unique. How do they work in conjunction with each other, and what do they deliver to the operator?
So, you know, our strategy really is we talk about the guest journey.
Right.
And I think we're probably the only company in our space, I'll qualify with saying probably, that where a customer can go on your website, book through our booking engine, check into the hotel through our PMS product, reserve a table in the restaurant through our guest seat product, purchase food and beverage at the bar in the restaurant through our InfoGenesis product, book time in the spa through our activities product, book tea time on the golf course. So we provide and we enable through the our guest platform all of these different touch points with your customer. And it's interesting, we were talking at the G&L roundtable yesterday about big data.
Right.
And everybody's still kind of chasing this big data so they can really kind of enhance the guest experience in a unique way. And to do that, the more touch points that you have with your guest, the more opportunity you have to collect that data and do something meaningful with it.
Okay.
So that's our guest, really, for us. Outside of our guest stay, our guest stay is our new modern cloud PMS product. And you'll see that kind of more and more in gaming in the in the coming months and years. We've got some small gaming sites on it today. It's more of a down the road product for us. But that's really the our guest platform.
Okay.
It's really enabling the guest experience, enabling touch points with the guests, enabling you to take care of your customers. And then that gives you the opportunity to collate that data and then start to really do some cool, meaningful stuff with it.
So this is a guest interface, obviously. How do you train the people who are setting that up that make it easy for the guests to really get into it?
Well, so if it's a customer facing platform like our guest buy, which is our kiosk solution. So, you know, just like a POS or a PMS product, we come in, we do a site survey, we really try to understand what that workflow needs to be relative to the menu. The trick with all the self-service products is it has to be intuitive.
Right. Yeah.
Nobody wants to go stand in front of a piece of technology and look and feel to people around them like they don't know what they're doing.
Right. Yeah.
So it's important that we get that right. And so the UI we found with the our guest buy product, it's very intuitive, but, you know, as customers demand it through our technical services organization, we can customize that experience. Same thing with some of our mobile products that we're doing with our guest on demand, which allow your guests to order food and beverage through a mobile device, whether in the room or however you decide to configure that, right? So there's certainly a solution that kind of comes out of the box, if you will, and then there's an opportunity to really customize the solution beyond just simply skinning it and branding it for the location.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So the reservation and check-in process has often been a little bump in the road for your clients. What have you done to improve that experience?
Yeah, so this is all, again, ties back to the old our guest platform and that experience. So we have our Argus Express solution, which is a kiosk for check-in, check-out, retrieve your keys there, the whole experience. experience. Right. We also have a mobile version of that. So it's configurable. So the property wants to send an email or a text to a guest 24 hours before check-in. That will perhaps have a URL in it. Mm-hmm. All HTML5, so you don't have to download an app. We want to keep these products frictionless for guests.
Right.
People have app fatigue, as they're talking
sure.
about. So through an HTML5 web experience, you can go ahead and check into your room. We'll notify you via text when that room's ready.
Okay.
If you decide that you want to use an electronic key, we're working on a facial recognition technology
really?
To enable that,
wow.
right? So you don't have to go yeah. to a kiosk, go to a front desk, just
right.
tap your phone in front of it. So it's really putting the power of the experience a lot more in the hands of the guest.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you do that, the more, again, the additional touch point you have
right.
and additional ways that you can market to them.
Right.
And then through that same tool, as you go to the site to check into your room, we can also expose you to offers,
mm-hmm.
Give you the opportunity through our Arguest seat technology to reserve a table in a restaurant
right.
or a tea time or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's really all about kind of extending beyond those foundational products of POS and PMS
right.
and really enabling a much broader experience for the guest.
Okay.
And that's those products are available across LMS, V1, and Arguest Stay Prime.
Right, right. Okay, great.
Let's take a short break and talk about the sponsor for this podcast, QuestBack, the smart choice for the gaming industry's workforce requirements. Working with clients around the world, including one-third of the Forbes list, QuestBack powers transformative organizations through the power of feedback-driven insights. Sexual harassment, whistleblowing, gender pay discrimination, conflicts of interest, corruption. In an era of rampant corporate misconduct and heightened public scrutiny, organizations must leverage their most valuable asset, their people. What do they see on a daily basis? What are the risks or issues in the front lines? Do your employees understand corporate policies? What are your organizational risks on the ground floor? QuestBack specializes in fostering that dialogue. Visit their website at questback.com to learn more about the solutions for internal misconduct reporting, whistleblowing, governance, and compliance initiative at questback.com.
So let's talk about the POS systems. It's always been the top of the line here. You know, InfoGenesis is certainly the standard for that kind of thing. How do they interact with other systems in the casino hotel?
Yeah, so again, through our products, the integrations are seamless, right? That's part of our strategy to
right.
enable that. We have an Analyze product. It's called Arguest Analyze, which kind of brings all of that data
mm-hmm.
together. But beyond that, you know, we're clearly integrated to the CMS for player tracking tools and other third-party products that generate and establish offers. We've got a relationship today that we're leveraging that does some things with predictive analytics,
right.
Which is kind of a buzzword that we're seeing in the marketplace
mm-hmm.
today. But that's, again, that's one of the reasons that the InfoGenesis or IG product, as a lot of people call it, has become such a, I would call it almost table stakes, maybe in
right.
gaming for some
yep.
for some people, is, again, these robust integration points with the player management, player tracking systems
mm-hmm.
that exist today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. You've got some really innovative products also for servers and the ordering process, you know, at food at restaurants and bars and pool and spa even for that. And you mentioned, you know, even in-room ordering on a mobile device. How have they been received by your clients?
So Arguest On Demand is a new product. We just released it here at the show.
Mm-hmm.
And how that's configured and how that's going to be used in a gaming environment.
Right.
You know, what we talk to customers about and the demand that we see is perhaps at a slot.
Yeah.
If you want to place an order, scan
right.
a QR code at the slot so we know where you are,
mm-hmm.
have somebody come and deliver food to the location. You know, room service, we want to enable the technology for that. It's probably a different experience. Maybe it's a tablet that's fixed in the room,
mm-hmm.
so we've got security around the location.
Right, sure.
Maybe some use of a NFC tag or a QR code for something like that. So it's a new product for us, but I can tell you from my prior life and other roles that I've had with other companies, everybody is really chasing this opportunity to put more of the experience in the hands of the guest.
Right.
But do it in a way, as I said earlier, that's frictionless, where
mm-hmm.
you don't have to jump through 10 hoops to get to one
sure.
activity,
right?
So we see the demand for it in terms of how well it's been received early with the products,
mm-hmm.
But we expect to see some pretty high adoption rates there. Now, our guest byproduct, that's our kiosk solution.
Mm-hmm.
The demand there is pretty high, not
yeah.
just in gaming, but we also operate very much in the food service management space,
mm-hmm.
contract foods.
Okay.
And they're really trying to drive labor out of certain areas
sure,
of the
right.
property,
yeah.
and we're enabling that. Where it's popular in gaming now, we've just released a product we called a buffet solution. Mm-hmm. So a kiosk, instead of having these long lines at the to get a seat at the buffet, come up to the kiosk, reserve a table at, you know, times when that table's available, get a text when that table's actually ready for you, pay for it, you know, beforehand, then you just show up to the hostess and you get seated. It frees up your guests to go shop, spend time at a table, something like that, as opposed to standing in line like they would be in a theme park or something like that. So there's a lot of demand for that. And it also takes some cost out of the business as well in terms of labor and people that have to manage the lines and so forth. So it's guest experience and it's cost reduction, right?
Yeah, those lines can be killer sometimes.
Yeah, and it's intimidating to people that want to go to the buffet or want that experience, but they don't want to stand there for an hour and a half, you know, and they don't have a fast pass like a Disney World.
Exactly.
So we're trying to solve those kinds of problems.
Yeah, I know. If I see a line, I walk the other way. That's it.
Yeah, most people do.
No question. So that's a great solution. So let's talk about analytics. That's really the buzzword these days. And, you know, Agilysys is really staying ahead of the game here. You know, not only, you know, are your products excellent and they've been received well, but you've developed joint ventures and partnerships with some companies that are really at the top of their game as well. So how do these partnerships help the operators, you know, along with bringing your products into their environment?
Yeah, so I'll highlight one. It's called OfferCraft. Mm-hmm. So when I talked earlier about the customer journey and all the touch points.
Right.
What OfferCraft enables us to do beyond our analyzed product is pull all of that data together and figure out ways through their algorithms in the back end, what can they offer you? What can they do based on what they know about you and what they think they know about you from people that have similar traits in the general public that would increase or take advantage of your spend? So in other words, when you check into a hotel, what can they offer you that there's a high expectation that you're going to redeem and get value out of? What they really do that's kind of interesting is if you don't accept that offer over a period of time, they will automatically change it to something else, or you as an operator can do that. So these offers evolve, and as they evolve, they begin to be consumed by the guest. Then you've got some information about the things that aren't attractive to you and the things that are. So the next time you come in, that offer changes. So they're a great partner for us because they kind of help us close the loop on what you do with all of this data, right? And as much as gaming has always been noted across hospitality for really being sharp with how they manage their players and so forth, what they're still struggling with and everybody's trying to get their arms around is all the non-gaming spent. I go to a hotel. I don't necessarily gamble as much as I used to. I've learned some lessons over the years. But I eat very well. I go to the shows. I entertain myself. And I typically come out here with friends and groups of people. But I'm not always valued for that spend. So OfferCraft and other things like that, other partners that we'll bring in and integrate to, they help take all of those data points, pull that data back, and enable it in a way that's meaningful. And gives you the opportunity to give an offer to your guest that they want, that they're going to do something with, rather than the property I'm staying at right now, for example. I've got a booklet of coupons. And I'm not going to use them because I don't want to carry them around with me and so forth. The OfferCraft experience is real time. It's on your phone. It's, again, frictionless, easy to do, easy to enable, easy to deploy in an environment. And it just adds a lot of value to our overall solution stack.
Yeah, the ability to capture the non-gaming spend of the customers has really evaded, you know, the industry for quite some time, and even today they don't really know how to evaluate it. When you look at you know, the value of a customer in a restaurant, for example, even, you know, the value if they buy alcohol versus buying food, you know, there's a different profit margin on each one of those. Are you able to balance those things and deliver that information to your customers?
We can see that in our analyzed product. We can see what that looks like, and then again through some third-party integrations they can drill more deeply into that. I will tell you, we're not where we want to be holistically on that, and I think what you'll see, what I know you'll see coming from us down the road is a deeper investment in more of a robust back-end B&I analytics type tool.
I see.
That's something we're definitely thinking about, talking about a lot. Prabhuta Biswas, our CTO, has a background in that. So there's some energy internally about having our own solution for that. But the interim, you know, we're just trying to find good partners that really add some strong capability there.
and you'll be able to integrate their gaming spend with their non-gaming spend.
Absolutely.
So you get a holistic picture.
Absolutely.
Of
I mean, that's the holy grail. That's where everybody ultimately wants to get to. And it's different in different environments. If you're talking to tribal gaming, while more and more and more we're seeing them focused on non-gaming spend, their revenue streams are still largely dictated.
Of course,
they don't have a lot of food and beverage around the gaming part of the business.
Yeah, so you want to be able to really deliver them that data, you know, that's including the non-gaming, even if they're still a largely gaming revenue property.
Right, absolutely. Okay,
so, all right, one last question. What can we expect to see from Agilisys over the next few years?
Well, we're building a lot of product right now. You know, this is one of the things that attracted me to the company 8 months ago. Ramesh has made a lot of investments in development.
Right.
We've doubled our capacity there over the last year or so. We're going to continue to do that. The more products that we build that our customers can use and consume, the more value we add to some of what I call, again, our foundational products.
Right.
The more we help our customers broaden their touch points with their guests, the better value add we are to our customers.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that gives us more things to sell, and it opens up more opportunities for us to grow our market share with our core solutions, with our POS and with our PMS. And so you're going to see a lot of that. You're going to see a lot of energy around our API strategy. We want to ensure that while we are building our own mobile solutions, our own kiosk solution, our own self-service, our own booking engine, those solutions aren't necessarily the solutions that our next customer has in place.
Right.
So that API strategy is what enables us to slot our product in, but still connect to a Rainmaker or whatever the products are that they're happy with and they use today. We want to compete for that business and win. So we want to build good, best-of-breed solutions on our own. We want to keep the integration platform robust so that customers can have the choices that they want. And we want to win those opportunities based on the quality of our products and our services.
Great.
So we'll continue to build product, continue to try to innovate. Our focus is fully on hospitality. We love this environment.
Yeah.
We feel like we're not a vendor to gaming in particular, like we're part of this community.
Sure.
That's very deeply in our DNA as a company.
Right.
So it's going to be more of that, more investment in product, more development, more functionality down the road.
Great. Well, you know, we're excited about the future of Agilisys. You know, Ramesh has built a great team there since he came aboard, and again, he's certainly part of the gaming community.
Absolutely.
So we all agree that you know, Agilisys is on the move in the gaming industry. So, Don, thanks for the time, and
good
luck in the rest of the show.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Enjoyed this episode of the GGB Podcast brought to you by QuestPack. To learn more about the services provided by this company, visit QuestPack.com. To read more about the use of analytics and hospitality services in the casino industry, visit GGBMagazine.com. For weekly updates on all the news of the gaming industry, visit GGBNews.com. And to find the best bonuses and promotions for iGaming and how to attract more players to illegal iGaming and sports betting sites, visit iGamingPlayer.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, and on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. And don't forget to sign up for the UNLV Gaming and Hospitality Education Series for the December 13th edition, which features two episodes in one, player development and payment processing. Hear the most experienced and respected experts talk about these hot topics. To sign up for the event at UNLV's Stan Fulton Building, or stream it online, or register to listen to this session at any time, visit unlvghes.com. We'll see you next week on the GGB Podcast.